The latest forest fire near Denver is the worst in Colorado's history, but don't expect that record to stand for long. Throughout the West, every summer brings new wildfires that surpass all others before them in their devastation. Ironically, the cause of these catastrophes can't be blamed on nature. The blame is ours, and I don't say that because this fire was human-caused. I say it because we've been too good at suppressing fire. That's right. Our very success at suppressing fire is a major cause of modern forest infernos. For years, we've suppressed fire to protect forests as harvestable commodities. Smokey Bear was a national icon. On the issue of fire, the government's policy was zero tolerance. There's only one problem. Zero tolerance meant suppressing nature's normal processes. For thousands of years, fire swept naturally through many of our dry forest types, sometimes as often as every 7 to 10 years. Because they were frequent, these fires usually were not intense. Because they weren't intense, they primarily stayed close to the ground, leaving healthy trees largely undisturbed. They were also relatively small in size and usually burned themselves out, leaving a mosaic that enhanced the diversity of forest stands. In short, the fires of old acted like nature's housekeeper, reducing underbrush and dead, downed, and diseased branches and trees. After 100 years of fire suppression, many of our forests are unhealthy and fundamentally different in appearance and structure than when the settlers found them. Today's forests are choking on themselves. Beneath a canopy, thickets of thin trees live in a tangle of brush and dead trees and limbs that can reach depths of 5 feet or more. Throughout the West, these fuels almost guarantee that when a fire does occur, it will explode with devastating intensity. And unlike fire of low intensity, healthy forests do not easily rebound from infernos like the one in the news near Denver. How can we get out of this mess and begin to restore our forests to their natural condition? Only by reintroducing fire and, near urban areas, coupling it with light thinning. Whether society has the wisdom to accept this is another story. More on that next time. This is Les O'Coin.